Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. I am that dude. It is Bo Johnson coming at you for the next 59 minutes. 404-726-0929. Give us a shout. My girl Noelle White's on the other side of the glass manning the phone lines if you want to call us. That is the number to the text line as well, 404-726-0929. 0929 for all of your fantasy goodness. If you want to have a conversation about fantasy football or you need start sit advice, look, this is what's crazy and how fast the football season goes by. We are going into week 11. We have 4 weeks left of the regular season of most fantasy football leagues. Now that's a whole month, but y'all know you get one weekend, football's played once a week. So that's not a whole lot. The sleeper trade deadline is this week. The default trade deadline. I like having trade deadlines as late as possible. But the default sleeper trade deadline is this week. I'm not sure when the Yahoo trade deadline is. But look, now's the time to start making some moves. As I advised last week, it's kind of tough with all these teams on bye. We got four this week. Giants, Cardinals, Bucks, Panthers. We still have 2 weeks left where we have six teams on bye. One of those weeks is next week, if I'm not mistaken, and one of those weeks is week 14, the last week of the regular fantasy football season, the week before the playoffs start. We have six teams on bye. Do better, NFL. That's very annoying. So, yeah, if you got trade advice, look, it's time to start dumping those backup quarterbacks and backup tight ends. You don't need them anymore. At least you won't need them past your bye weeks. But I would look, instead of carrying that backup quarterback, I would just look on the waiver wire right now. If there's a usable fantasy football quarterback out there on the waiver wire in week 11, there will probably be one in week 14 or week 12. So you don't necessarily have to keep a guy on your roster just to start him in week 14 when he may be there anyway on the waiver wire. Backup running backs, backup wide receivers, but mostly backup running backs. Your Trey Bensons. What's crazy is that those guys have been sitting on your bench for the entire year just collecting dust because the running back position is as deep as it's ever been as far as health goes. Lots of guys healthy. Go look at the top, 20 scoring running backs. I'll actually do that right now for you. Sorry. Side note before we get into Thursday night football. But on the season, of course, Saquon's number one. But you scroll all the way down to running back, if I had to guess, I'm right around 18, 19, 20. You've got the likes of Kenneth Walker, DeAndre Swift, Josh Jacobs, Tony Pollard. These are the guys that are in the back end of the top 20 are probably serviceable running back ones on a lot of teams. It's how deep the position is right now. Now, look, it takes 1 week in the NFL and six running backs go down, now all of a sudden it's not as deep anymore. But we're in a good spot as far as running backs go. So I stayed up till 1 a.m. last night watching that freaking Paul Tyson fight. I don't regret many things in my life. I don't regret staying up till 1 to watch that fight. But I'm glad that I didn't have to pay extra money for it. Wow. Kind of a snoozer. Not going to lie. Would I stay up till 1 o'clock again if hindsight was 50-50, as Cam Newton likes to put it? No, I would not. I would catch the highlight on SportsCenter, assuming there is one. There were a couple punches landed. Mike had the first round to make his move and knock this dude out. After that, Mike was just kind of gassed. I'm not sure if he had – I'm sure he had it in him because it's Mike Tyson we're talking about here. I'm sure he – but it didn't even look like he had the oomph to knock Jake Paul out after the first round. I think Mike landed like 20 punches to Jake Paul's like 80. So Jake Paul wins a decision. Who cares? Like, he can for the rest of his life say that he beat Mike Tyson. But I'm not going to lie, this is not a fight that I'd be bragging about, and I'm not a professional boxer. I've never gotten in the ring with Mike Tyson like Jake Paul just did. But, bro, if you're limited to a number of fights in your life, if you want to become a championship boxer, this is not the fight that you wanted to fight in. Now, Jake Paul's a YouTube star. He only cares about internet fame. So if that's the case, he did say at the end of the fight that it was the highest grossing gate ever for a boxing match. Well, they had 80,000 people in Jerry World, so I'm sure that that's accurate. And I watched it. Hell, I had to be up at 5 a.m., and I stayed up till 1 watching this stupid fight. But we were hoping for a Mike Tyson knockout. We did not get that. Anyways, we move on. Thursday Night Football. Talk about snooze fest. At least for the first three quarters. Commanders go out to a 7-0 lead in the first quarter. From the end of the first quarter to the beginning of the fourth, we had three field goals scored. Then Saquon happened and saved our evening as far as entertainment value goes. Jalen Hurts vultures another touchdown from Saquon because he gets tackled at the one. Stop getting tackled at the one, man. Reach out. But Saquon has a couple of nice little long runs in the second half. Does Saquon things for you. But we're not going to start there. We're going to start with the Commanders. Jaden Daniels, 22 for 32 for 191. A touchdown and a pick. He gets you 14 points. All right. Can you trust Jaden Daniels moving forward and into the fantasy football playoffs? All right, the Commanders are 7-4. All seven of their wins have come against teams with a sub 500 record. At the time, the Arizona Cardinals had a sub 500 record. I think they're at 500 or maybe one game up right now. Speaking of the Cardinals, Giants, Cardinals, Bucks, Panthers on a bye this week. Lots of running backs on a bye this week. A couple receivers. So the Commanders have beaten plus 500 teams for all seven of their victories. The other four losses came against winning teams. And that's kind of to be expected. Rookie quarterback, he is definitely the guy, probably the front runner for Rookie of the Year. And I went back and looked at his totals, and he has had some. He had a good game versus the Ravens. Of course, everybody does through the air. That's expected. But if you look on paper, the Ravens are one of the best teams in the NFL. He played well against them. He's had like three duds, and I want to say dud, I mean like under 15 points, three or four maybe. So here's Jaden Daniels' schedule for the rest of the season. Because I'm fortunate. I have Jaden Daniels on a couple of teams where I had to start him. I'm taking my 14 points. At least he didn't score you eight. You know, a little bit of a silver lining there. Touchdown late really, really helped that out. Week 12, Cowboys, startable. Week 13, Titans, not a great matchup. Then they have a bye in week 14. They're one of those six teams, are the Commanders. So you probably already have somebody that you're going to start there. Maybe that's the person you can start versus the Titans in week 13. First week of the playoffs, the Commanders play the Saints. The Saints are not your uncle or your daddy's or your whoever's defense. They're not the same defense have they been the last 5 years, 10 years. Not good. They just trade away the best corner who has not played much this season in Marshawn Lattimore, so that doesn't really matter a whole lot. But that's one of the reasons why they haven't been good. Second round of the playoffs, you get the Eagles. Same matchup you just saw from Thursday, but I have to think that 14 points for Jaden Daniels versus the Eagles is probably the floor. If he throws another touchdown, you're at 20 points, and you're sitting there, okay, that's fine. That's enough. So maybe you have that other streaming guy. I have the luxury of having Brock Purdy and Jaden Daniels in a dynasty, and I've started Brock Purdy the last couple of weeks, this week included, just because of the matchup. He's playing the Bucs last week, and he's got another good matchup this week. I think it's like the Jags or the 49ers player, some scrub team. So maybe you play that person. Maybe you just roll the dice with Jaden Daniels. If you make it to the semis with Jaden Daniels in Week 16 for the Fantasy Football Super Bowl, the Washington Commanders play the Atlanta Falcons. Nothing scares you about the Falcons' secondary. Those two safeties back there are pretty good. That doesn't mean that Jaden Daniels... Falcons may wipe the floor with the Commanders, but if they do that, they're probably going to have to put up at least 21 points. Maybe more than that. Falcons' defense ain't proved they can stop anybody. They've had some games, I know, before you blow me up. But, so there you go. Jaden Daniels. Can you trust him moving forward? I do believe that you can. He's got some great matchups moving forward for the rest of the season and into the fantasy playoffs. If you've been streaming Jaden Daniels, that's probably the best-case scenario. We move forward. Brian Robinson, 16 rushes for 63 yards and a touchdown. Austin Eckler, 2 rushes for 7 yards, but Austin Eckler catches 8 passes for 89 yards for 18 points. Brian Robinson, 14 points. Austin Eckler, 18 points. They've shown that while they're both healthy and on the field, they can both contribute, especially if the Commanders are going to be playing from behind. Don't let that 7-4 record fool you. The Commanders probably will be playing from behind. And the game script works out for the Commanders as long as you're both on the field. Brian Robinson gets the early work. Austin Eckler is the passing down guy. Austin Eckler's out this week. They'd already played on Thursday is what we're talking about. I'm actually thinking of the Jaguars here, sorry. Freudian slip. Brain fart, whatever you want to call it. But they have both been healthy. They're both probably startable. Terry McLaurin, 1-for-10, kind of a dud, 2 points. You blanket Terry McLaurin, he's not going to have a good game. That's when the other guys got to step up, and they did not. Zach Ertz, 6-for-47. Has a pretty good game there. On to the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts, 18-for-28 for 221 yards. 10 rushes for 39 points, kind of saves it. He doesn't throw a touchdown. Still gets 19 points. Saquon Barkley continues to be the top 5 draft pick that I said he could be at the beginning of the season. 26 for 146 and 2 scores. Another 2 passes caught for 52 yards. Saquon Barkley gets you started with a nice little 34 points out of Thursday Night Football. A.J. Brown, 5 for 65, 12 points. He would have been saved by a touchdown, but he doesn't kill you. Devontae Smith, 4 for 29. You know, kind of a matchup dependent wide receiver has Devontae Smith been all year. And then Dallas Goedert, 5 for 61, gets you 11 points there. That is your Thursday Night Football recap. On the other side, it's the injury report. We're getting a wide receiver back. That was great. Then he wasn't because he went on IR. Actually, we're getting 2 of those guys back that you can plug in your fantasy football lineups this weekend and rake in those points because they both have decent matchups. Going to tell you all about those guys. Going to get into the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons play the Denver Broncos. A little bit later in the show, you're going to hear from these guys in Fire and Ice. Denver Broncos have a great defense. That doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to leave all your Atlanta Falcons on the bench. Who are you going to play? Where are you going to have to stay tuned to find out? 404-726-0929. Check in with us on the phone line. Give us a text on the text line if you want. It's One Dude with a Fantasy. Back in 5 minutes on Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW,
the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Get back. Whoop. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. It's the injury report. And rejoice. Getting some wide receiver help back. This week, T. Higgins playing for the Cincinnati Bengals this week after a three-week absence. We're also getting Nico Collins back after he misses five games. Nico Collins being activated off of IR. He was activated last week, and then he was a late scratch. Nico Collins playing this week. Sunday night football, or no, it's Monday night football. But he doesn't carry an injury tag, so I would not worry about Nico Collins playing in Monday Night Football. I would not worry about having a backup plan. If you do anyway, that's great. But from the text line, 470, speaking of T. Higgins, need lineup help. PPR, one has to sit. Khalil Shakir, Chase Brown, T. Higgins, Cedric Tillman. All right. So, I'm definitely playing T. Higgins. I'm definitely playing Cedric Tillman because they're playing the Saints, the Browns are. May hear from Cedric Tillman a little bit later on in Fire and Ice. So, it comes down to Khalil Shakir versus Chase Brown. Well, also, sitting right there up top of our injury report is Keon Coleman and Amari Cooper. All right. Bills Chiefs. You think about this game, you think about shootout. Let's hope for that. Let's hope for a shootout. But I'll tell you right now, the Chiefs playing with a much improved defense over even last year when they won the Super Bowl are not having to get into shootouts with people. This is how good the Chiefs are. And it sucks for fantasy football because the Chiefs do exactly what they need to do to beat people, because their defense is that good. So if you allow them to, the Chiefs are just going to control the game on the ground. Now, if you don't stop the run game and you just have a bad defense, that's when the Chiefs are going to blow people out, but it's not going to be through the air. Pat Mahomes has had two good weeks in a row where he's thrown for over to like 260 yards, and they've been, you know, decent games, though. Keon Coleman out. Amari Cooper, questionable. Limited practice on Friday with a wrist injury. All right, going to be a game-time decision. Regardless of how much of a shootout feel we think this game is going to have, I think it's going to be a low-scoring affair. But you still have to like Josh Allen and whomever his number one target will be. Dalton Kincaid is also out for the Buffalo Bills. So you're looking at Amari Cooper as a game-time decision. Then you have Khalil Shakir. Khalil Shakir has quietly had a very good season, especially where he got him in drafts. So for this particular PPR question, it's going to be Chase Brown for me. The Los Angeles Chargers, who the Cincinnati Bengals play, if I'm not mistaken, that's our Sunday night football matchup. Let's see real fast. I know they play them this week. It is Sunday night football. Bengals, Chargers. The Chargers are the eighth best team in the NFL in rush yards per game at 110, if I'm not mistaken. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Bo, 110, that's a lot of freaking yards. Well, that's a lot of yards for one person. But for a team, not so much. All right, for context, the team that gives up the most rush yards per game, the Carolina Panthers, are giving up 160. All right, there are five teams that are giving up less than 100 yards on the ground. The Chargers are right behind those teams, grouped up with the 49ers, Broncos, Lions. Now, the only thing that will maybe save Chase Brown, also don't like that he and T. Higgins are on the same team. Now, they don't know that, and they don't care. You can't get too hung up on this, I don't want to play two guys on the same team. They have no idea they're on your fantasy team. The defense has no idea. Typically what that means, though, especially going up against a good defense, is that only one or two of them are going to get fed. So if you ask me, who do I think is going to have the better game, T. Higgins or Chase Brown, I think T. Higgins is going to have the better game. Now, the thing that will save Chase Brown, that has saved Chase Brown, is the volume that he's been getting. But Khalil Herbert just got traded to the Bengals, and they're slowly but surely working him in too. So as far as this lineup situation, what I would do, and this is only what I would do, I am no fortune teller. I just give you educated guesses. I'd go with Khalil Shakir, T. Higgins, Cedric Tillman. I have another one from the 770, Cedric Tillman or Ladd McConkey. I'm going Cedric Tillman there. All right, and we just talked about this Chargers-Bengals game. The Chargers are pretty leaky on the outside, but they have a pretty good cornerback over there in the slot. I could go get you his name off the Chargers depth chart real fast. I don't think that I need to do that, because the information is right there on the internet if you want to go look it up too. Just not a good matchup for Ladd McConkey this week. It is a good matchup for Quentin Johnston. All right. And then we had another one here from the 404 from the text line. Oh, what's up, Rusty? I sit up to one watching the fight. I'm glad I didn't pay to watch it. Watch it on YouTube. That made Conor McGregor Mayweather look like a classic fight. Wow, Conor McGregor and Mayweather was one of the most boring fights I've ever watched. But yes, you're right, Rusty. Just because they were running around, that's all Mayweather does is run around. Which kind of what that, you know, Jake was doing last night was making money. And look, Mike's 58. He couldn't afford. He was gassed trying to chase Jake Paul around the ring. Should have been a smaller ring. Put those guys in a freaking closet and let them duke it out. Anywho, on to the rest of our injury report. Adam Thielen reinstated off IR with a hamstring injury for the Carolina Panthers. All that means for me is that's a little bit less to go around for Xavier Leggett, which that might not even be the case. Adam Thielen's just now coming off of IR. We have no idea what he's going to do. I'm not starting Adam Thielen by any stretch of the imagination. Wait, the Panthers are even on a bye. Sorry. But he was still reinstated. Jonathan Brooks also still out with a knee. I don't think you're going to be able to use Jonathan Brooks this season in a redraft league. Once he gets into actual game action, they will ease him back in, and they just paid Chuba Hubbard a whole lot of money. So, Sam LaPorta for the Detroit Lions is out with a shoulder injury. I already said Nico Collins playing for the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football. Roll Nico Collins out there. We thought he was going to play last week. What does that do for Tank Dell? Not a whole lot. I think Tank Dell is actually probably better when Nico's on the field. Where you did not like Tank Dell is when Diggs was there too. Diggs is on IR. Tank Dell should still be a starter. You're going to downgrade him a little bit. Should still be a startable flex player for you. Tank Bigsby is out with an ankle injury. The Jags are playing the Lions. I don't like ETN in this game. You're probably going to hear from him in Fire and Ice. Trevor Lawrence is out with a shoulder injury. Mac Jones is going to be that guy. You're not going to start Mac Jones. I would downgrade all the receivers. Probably a bigger Evan Ingram game in this one. Devontae Adams, questionable with a wrist injury. He's on the injury report, but he did have a full practice on Friday. That's kind of a weird situation there, Devontae Adams and the Jets. They're playing the Colts, not a bad matchup, but you can't just bench Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson. We're not there yet. Kind of just got to ride this one out. And then Jaylen Warren, questionable with a back injury, playing the Ravens. So it's not a great matchup for Najee Harris. This should be a great game. Not a great matchup for Najee Harris, though. Is a great matchup for not every, most Steelers pass catchers. And when I would say Freiermuth and George Pickens. George Pickens is going to smash versus the Ravens 1 o'clock on Sunday. And yeah. Mike Williams could be a startable flex player. He caught one pass with the Steelers in his debut. It went for a touchdown of like 60 yards. He got you 10-plus points. So, there you go. That's our injury report. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left in this segment. Let's hit some fire and ice.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So you got about 4 minutes left in this segment, plus one more. If you want to give us a call, 404-726-0929. This Sunday, who are we icing in the quarterback position? How about Jordan Love versus the Chicago Bears? So Jordan Love's got he's got an achy groin. The Chicago Bears have a good pass defense, or they have a good defense versus fantasy football quarterbacks. How about that? Only two quarterbacks in the last 9 games have scored 15 or more fantasy points versus the Bears. That was Trevor Lawrence and Jaden Daniels. Only one threw for multiple touchdown passes against him. That was Trevor Lawrence. So only two quarterbacks have scored more than 15 points versus the Bears. Don't love Jordan Love with an achy groin versus the Bears this week. Also don't love Will Levis. Will Levis had a great game last week. Finished in the top 10. Scored you 20 points. All right. Let's not forget who Will Levis really is, though. He hadn't finished higher than quarterback 18 in any of the 5 games prior. Minnesota's allowing the 8th lowest passer rating. They give up high yardage totals. Calvin Ridley should be okay for you. Don't like Will Levis, as he likes to throw the ball just as much to the Minnesota Vikings as he will Calvin Ridley this week. And look, I hate to break it to you, Falcons fans. Not going to be a good fantasy game for Kirk Cousins. I'm not saying the Falcons are going to get beat by the Broncos. It's not what I'm saying. But Denver allows the 10th fewest pass yards per game at 192. They've held passers to the 11th fewest passing touchdowns on the season. Plus, Kirk Cousins doesn't run. You know how I like my running quarterbacks. All right. That's why Drake May is a quarterback that on a weekly basis you're probably going to like more than Kirk Cousins, unless Kirk Cousins goes up against leaky pass defenses like the Bucs, where he can throw for like 400 yards. Kirk Cousins doesn't run. All right. I'm just saying it's not going to be a great game for Kirk Cousins. If you're a Falcons fan, you're going to watch the game, you want to start him, by all means, go ahead. If you're going to go join my guy, Abe Gordon, for his watch party this Sunday at 4 o'clock, and you want to watch Kirk Cousins ball out for your fantasy team, by all means, start Kirk Cousins. I'm going to give you some guys, though, that you can start ahead of Kirk Cousins if you so choose. How about Justin Herbert? Justin Herbert for the first 4 weeks of the fantasy season was like quarterback 20-something, unstartable. Then he had a bye in week 5, which that sucks for teams that had a bye in week 5, but that's what happened. He's going against the Bengals. He's posted 19-plus points in 3 straight games. All right, and here's the kicker for Justin Herbert. In his last 2 games, he's rushed 4 rushes for 49 yards, 9 rushes for 32 yards and a touchdown in his last 2. The Bengals have allowed the 5th most quarterback fantasy points, including 4 28-plus games by fantasy football quarterbacks. The resurgence of Justin Herbert. All right, last 2 games, 49 rushing yards, 32 rushing yards, and a touchdown. He's also thrown for over 270 yards in those last 2 games. The Bengals are going to kind of have a leaky defense. I would definitely start Justin Herbert this weekend over Kirk Cousins. Who else are we going to start this weekend? Well, we talk about every week about the Ravens, how they have the best rush defense in the NFL, but they have the worst pass defense. All right, and they do coincide. They are hand in hand. They have such a just horrible pass defense because the rush defense is so good. That does have a lot to do with it. You can't run against them, so you got to pass. But good defenses, shut down defenses, stop you at both. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs have been doing to folks this year. The Ravens, on the other hand, we're only going to give up 773 rush yards per game. We're going to give up 295 pass yards per game. That's the most in the NFL by like 65 yards. Russell Wilson plays the Ravens this week. Russ has averaged 19 points a game, and the Steelers have won all three games since he's been named the starter. Five of the past six quarterbacks to face the Ravens have thrown for multiple touchdowns and scored 20-plus fantasy points. Bo Nix was the only one not to do that. He scored 18. The Ravens are the worst team in the NFL versus the pass. All right, some context on that 295 per game. The Bucs are second in pass yards per game at 265. That's 30 freaking yards. All right. Who else can you start this week as far as quarterbacks? Drake May versus the Rams. Drake May in half of his games have been pretty good. In all four, in his first four full starts, he averaged five carries and 43 rushing yards per game. The Rams are allowing the eighth highest pass yards per game this season and the eighth highest passer rating. Love some Drake May. Love that high floor with Drake May. If Drake May is going to rush for 30 or 40 yards a game, and you can start out the gate, this is what that means. You can start the game with like 4 points for your quarterback. That's on the that's the floor for most of these rushing quarterbacks. And Drake May is into that category as of now. So we're icing Jordan Love. We're icing Will Levis. We're icing Kirk Cousins, or at least lowering our expectations. We're definitely not playing these guys in DFS. We love Justin Herbert. We love Russell Wilson. We love Drake May this week. All right. I've already talked a little bit about Falcons-Broncos. We're going to get into, once we get into our pass catchers in the next segment, which of these Falcons you can start and which ones you may not or should not be able to. Remember, the Broncos have a guy on the other side of the ball named Patrick Surtain, who is one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL this season. It's part two of Fire and Ice on the other side of this break. This is One Dude with a Fantasy. I'm Bo Johnson on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There it is. A song of Fire and Ice. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to One Dude with a Fantasy, man. 404-726-0929. We've got about 11 minutes left with you on this Saturday morning. For I head out to a softball tournament, last one of the season, and it's freaking cold outside. Can't stand it. Cold weather still didn't stop the blinky light people. For those of y'all that make deliveries to Colony Square, if you're out there listening, I hate to be a hater, but look, there's a loading dock down here. Stop stopping in the middle of Peachtree and putting on your stupid yellow lights. That's illegal. You can't do that. This goes for the rest of you. That's any delivery people. Or somebody picking somebody up. Go find parking. Jesus. Running backs, we are going to ice here in week 11. 404-726-0929. Give us a call if you would like, or shoot us a message on the old text line for your last minute. You can also find me on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio. You can DM me there, or you can find me on IG and DM me there at Jedi Sports Radio. Running backs, we're going to ice this week. Mentioned him earlier in the injury report because Tank Bigsby is out this week. Travis Etienne versus the Lions. I still don't like it. This is clearly Travis Etienne's job still, as many were thinking Tank Bigsby was on his way to taking Travis Etienne's job. But not only, Etienne outsnapped Tank Bigsby 20-10 last week. He just hadn't been very efficient this season. He hasn't gone over 15 points in any game this season. Detroit has allowed the sixth fewest running back points on the season. Not a good defense that you want to run a running back out there against. Let's see, they are fifth best in the NFL, 100 yards per game. Not a good matchup for Travis Etienne versus the Detroit Lions this week. How about Tony Pollard versus the Minnesota Vikings? All right, so with Tajay Spears now healthy, you're kind of looking at a 50-50 split. And Tony Pollard, if I'm not mistaken, is like a top 10 running back in the NFL as far as yards per game goes. Speaking of yards per game, the Vikings give up the second fewest of those at 79 per game. So not only is Tony Pollard now finding himself in a split backfield with Tajay Spears, but he goes up against a defense that's only given up 79 yards per game. That's pretty good if you're the defense. All right, now I've got another one here for you. A lot of these matchups that I'm giving you are guys that you're going to find it hard to start or to not start on a weekly basis. Sometimes that's the case. Sometimes it's going to be a downgrade or a lowering of expectation. Or it might mean that that's not where you're going to get your home run this week. So if you're projected to lose by like 10 points, which look, projections, semections, half of them are way off. Some of them are kind of close. But you know you can never go by. One player scores a touchdown, his projection changes by a lot. So does the win-loss on your week. So you can only – but look, we all look at them. It's the green or the red. James Cook has a horrible matchup this week versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm just saying. Kansas City Chiefs give up 83 rush yards per game. All right. And they're pretty good versus the pass, too. Now, I'm not benching James Cook in any leagues. James Cook has been good for you this season. I don't have anybody that I trust more that I can roll out there than James Cook. Maybe you do. And I do have some running backs that you can fire up. And I'm not 100% sure I would start these guys in front of James Cook. I would just try to find a way to get both these guys. If I've got these fire guys in my lineup and James Cook, but I'm definitely not playing James Cook in DFS. But James Cook is still a lineup lock for you. Or at least he is for me. You could have a team where you went. I have a one league where I drafted three straight running backs. I could start the other two over James Cook if I wanted, but I'm still starting James Cook. So who's on fire this week from the running back position? Well, how about Nick Chubb? Look, the Browns were on a bye last week. The Saints have allowed the six most rushing yards per game and have seen six different running backs score 16 or more fantasy points in PPR. Three of those had 26-plus point games versus the New Orleans Saints. These are not the same New Orleans Saints. Look, I'm a Saints fan. I can admit it. We suck right now. But if I've got guys playing against them in fantasy football, I'm going to play them. And that goes for all of them. All right. Nick Chubb playing against the Saints. This should be a Nick Chubb week. I think Jerome Ford's value, especially after the bye week, and Nick Chubb's had a couple weeks now to get, you know, kind of back acclimated into the system, back acclimated with the Browns. Nick Chubb smash game on the way. In Jameis Winston's revenge game versus the Saints. It's not a revenge game for Jameis. We love Jameis. But you know what I mean. He's playing against a former team. For those of you who don't know the name of Audric Estime, Audric Estime for the Denver Broncos last week versus the Kansas City Chiefs in a game where the Denver Broncos probably should have won and handed the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the season. If it weren't for a blocked Will Lutz field goal, Audric Estime had 14 carries in that game. Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin combined for 3. Audric Estime, your new Denver Broncos starting running back. Who are they playing this weekend? The Atlanta Falcons, who are 20th in the league at rush yards per game at 144. Would I start Audric Estime over James Cook? Probably not, but I do think that that's a good decision. That's where I'm going to leave that. I do think Audric Estime is going to be a great flex play for you this week. I do believe he's going to be a super cheap DFS play for you this week if you're out there fan dueling it or prize picking it or DraftKings in it. Now, all those games are different. Prize picks, you know, is more of a more or less type situation, but I can guarantee you I'm going to go find Nick Chubb on prize picks this week and I'm going to pick him because it's probably, if I had to guess, it's probably at like 60 yards or something like that. I think Nick Chubb's going to smash versus the Saints. It's going to be a good game for him. On to wide receivers. Going to save the Falcons for last. Sorry. Who are we icing this week, though? Jaden Reed versus the Bears. Jaden Reed has finished worse than wide receiver 55 in two of the past three games. He's had a tough matchup. Chicago defense has allowed the fewest fantasy points to the slot receivers, which is where Jaden Reed lines up most of the time, at least 70%. All right, I don't like really any of the Bears' pass catchers. I already named Jordan Love as an ice pick. The Packers pass catchers versus the Bears. The Packers pass catchers on a weekly basis are a pick one of four. You know, it's maybe two. But which one are you going to roll with? None of them are consistent. Dobbs had a fun first couple of weeks. I traded him away in three fantasy leagues because I got good offers because people thought, oh, Romeo Dobbs is about to smash. Well, not necessarily. Pick one of the four. Don't like any of them this week versus the Chicago Bears. Colts wide receivers versus the New York Jets. Look, I get that the New York Jets, I'm not even going to say they have a bad offense or a trashy offense. They're just not playing well right now. But the position, the guys on that team lead us to believe that they should be better, and they will be. The Jets have allowed the fewest fantasy points to wide receivers, including the fewest to the perimeter and the sixth fewest to the slot. All right? They've also allowed the fewest receptions and the second fewest yards per game through the air at 168. Carolina Panthers give that up on the ground. The New York Jets, second fewest yards per game through the air, two NFL football teams at 168. So there's already not a lot to go around. Now you've got Anthony Richardson back. I'm not saying that Anthony Richardson isn't going to have a good couple of games for the rest of the season, but we haven't seen it. So in a bad matchup, Downs, Pittman, A.D. Mitchell, don't like any of them. All right, who are we going to start this week? Calvin Ridley versus the Vikings. Calvin Ridley's got an unbelievable volume since the DeAndre Hopkins trade and since he went into the locker room cursing about not getting targets. He's seen 8-plus targets in 5 straight games. That's since his rant. He has 73-plus yards in 3 straight games. Minnesota's allowed the third most wide receiver yards and fantasy points on the season. Love Calvin Ridley this week. Kind of love Calvin Ridley moving forward. Jacoby Myers versus the Dolphins. In 2 games since returning from injury, Myers has posted lines of 6 for 52 and a score, 8 for 105 on 11 targets. He's produced 17-plus fantasy points in both the last 2 weeks. That's since he's been back. And he's got 7-plus targets. He's the only guy they got. It's Jacoby Myers. It's Brock Bowers. That's it. That's all I'm trusting on the Vegas offense. But since it's only 2 guys, you can roll them out there every week. All right, and then Cedric Tillman. All right, so I had somebody on the text line, Cedric Tillman or Ladd McConkey. All right, so here's some Cedric Tillman stats for you. Since the Amari Cooper trade to Buffalo, Tillman has put up lines of 8 for 81, 7 for 99 and 2 scores, and 6 for 75 and a score. 9-plus targets in all 3 of those games. In the 3 games since Cedric Tillman has been back. They were on a bye last week, so people tend to forget. No wide receiver has scored more fantasy points than Cedric Tillman in the 3 games, in that 3 game span that I just mentioned. The Saints have allowed the 4th most wide receiver yards and the 9th most fantasy points. 2 wide receivers, but the Browns aren't much better. You can probably start MVS2, Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Roll him on out there in a flex if you need to. If you're in bye week trouble, he's probably out there on your waiver wire still. All right. Falcons pass catchers versus the Broncos, who have an elite defense. All right, the Denver Broncos are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th best team in the NFL. Oh, that's versus the run. Pass yards per game, they are about 9th best at only 192 per game. All right. Here is what Patrick Surtain has done this season. I have to remind you of this every week. DK Metcalf, 3 for 29. George Pickens, 2 for 29. Mike Evans, 2 for 17. Wilson, 5 for 41. DeAndre Hopkins, 4 for 56. The good thing about Drake London and Darnell Mooney, they both play in the slot. Drake London plays in the slot about 40% of the time. Darnell Mooney's in the slot most of the rest of it. So Drake London will be able to escape Patrick Surtain about a third of the time. Because he's going to line up in the slot. Surtain's not going to follow him into the slot. When Drake London plays in the slot, it'll probably be Mooney on the outside, and that's probably where Patrick Surtain will be. I'm definitely not starting Drake London in DFS. I don't think that you need to bench him, but I would drastically lower my expectations. And if I had somebody else that I could play instead of Drake London, like Cedric Tillman, I'm going to do that. It's just not a good matchup. But he will escape it some, and if he has production, it probably will be out of the slot. I believe this is a Kyle Pitts smash game. I believe this is a Bijan Robinson smash game. Of course, they're all smash games for Bijan Robinson. All right. So I love Pitts, love Bijan, don't necessarily love Drake, don't necessarily love Mooney, but I think you can probably play them both. Just lower your expectations a little bit. All right, it's a good matchup it's not a good matchup for Falcons receivers. It's Pat Surtain, it's the Denver Broncos. We talk about it every week. All right, that's going to do it for One to Do with the Fantasy College Football Game Times next, as Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman are here to bring you your college football goodness for the next couple of hours. Give me a shout on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio for any of your fantasy questions from here until the rest of the weekend. Any trade advice too? Playoffs start in just under a month. It's been One to Do with Fantasy. I'm Bo Johnson. Holler at me next week. Peace.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.